Colin Moore here, filling in for Scott Ellison with the FLW Weekly Fishing Report. Scott is on the road tending to a tournament of ours in Maryland, but he wanted me to say hi to you guys for him and wish everybody good fishing. Actually, I'm a graduate of Murray State. So long ago, I don't even want to mention the year, but it was a while back. But anyway, always good to come back to Murray State and see a lot of the landmarks of my youth. Now to the fishing. The lake is still about 3 feet low, and unless we get quite a bit of rain in the next few weeks in this region, it's pretty much going to stay that way. There's no reason to see it getting any higher in the foreseeable future. That's not good. The end result is that the lake has the blah, sort of. It's in between. The guys at the dam aren't pulling a lot of water, so there's not much current. And current is what activates fish and whets their appetites. The result of low water and lack of current is that fishing is just so-so for bass. Pretty good, but starting to drop off for bedding bluegills and shellcrackers, and fairly good for catfish and, surprisingly, perhaps white bass. Speaking of surprises, a lot of us were surprised that it took less than a 20-pound per day average to win the 3-day Everstart Bass Tournament out of Moore's Resort last weekend. There were bass fishermen flying up and down all over the lake. You figure with 150 of the best Kentucky lake sticks fishing in early May, plenty of big stringers would be checked in. It just didn't happen, though. The heaviest bass of the event weighed just a tad over 4 pounds, and although there were a lot of five fish limits brought in, the average size was pretty puny. Alabama rigs didn't really play a big role either. The stringers that some of the Alabama rig guys, like Dan Moorhead of Paducah, brought in tell the story. Instead, Strike King crankbaits fished around ledges, points, and pockets were the most productive lures, along with jigs and the usual assortment of soft plastics. That trend probably is going to continue until we have some sort of dramatic change in water conditions that schools up the bass. As for the bluegills and shellcrackers, red worms and Phyllis's bluegill bugs are still the best bets. Fish them in 4 or 5 feet of water. A lot of fish are spawned out or got caught already, so don't expect too much easy fishing for a limit stringer. Still, there's pretty decent fishing back in the big pockets and coves, Blood River, Jonathan Creek, wherever. As for catfish, bottom fishing with prepared baits, cut shad, or your favorite natural lures or baits should produce catfish. They're prowling the flats between the drop-offs and shorelines, and there are still a lot of them spawning. Though it's a bit early, as I said, the white bass are starting to school up. We're starting to get reports of good catches of white bass coming in on a variety of lures, mainly the old inline spinners like the Shyster, white jigs, spoons, anything that's cranked fairly fast and looks about the same size as a small shad or minnow. If you're looking for clues to where to fish, just watch for the bunches of gulls and other birds diving toward the surface out on the lake. Usually that's a tip-off that bass have hemmed up some minnows or shad on the surface. Right now, it could be whites or blacks. Well, that's about it for now. And until Scott comes back, remember, if you're running around on the lake this weekend, to be extra careful because the water is so low. Don't cut any corners or run wide open across areas you're not familiar with. There are a lot of obstacles out there that usually don't show up this time of year, so be watchful of that. This is Colin Moore for FLW. Hoping you get to enjoy the great outdoors we're blessed with here in Western Kentucky. See you next time.